Welcome back to Casey Currents. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. Whether or not you agree with the Affordable Care Act politically, you might still be wondering what your health insurance options will be under this new law, particularly if you don't get insurance from your employer. Do you or a family member plan on using these marketplaces? If you're still trying to figure out how this whole system is going to work, call us with your questions. 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can go to our Facebook page. And here to answer some of those questions today are Sandy Prager, the Insurance Commissioner of Kansas. She's joining us from KPR Studios in Lawrence. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome, Sylvia. Thank you for inviting me.
And in studio is Jessica Hembry of the Healthcare Foundation of Greater Kansas City. Welcome.
Good morning.
It's a really busy time for the two of you, I gather. So thanks for making the time to be here. Sandy Prager, how does the situation in Kansas compare to that in Missouri? We just heard a story about the difficulty that people are having getting the message out, particularly because state officials can't be involved. What's the situation in Kansas?
Well, Kansas, as Missouri, will be have a federal exchange, not a state-based exchange, as your intro pointed out with Colorado and Oregon and California and some of the other states that are doing their own. But we don't have a law that restricts our ability to at least assist consumers. And we have been actively doing outreach meetings across the state, doing radio and TV interviews, and then conducting these town hall meetings. And we've had a lot of interest. And there is a lot of confusion. I think it's important for people to get informed about the law and the potential benefit to them. We also have a new dedicated website on our at our department called insureks.org, and it has a lot of information that kind of helps people walk through the concept of enrolling online without actually performing the enrollment process.
And are there any other restrictions in Kansas, like on the way people are licensed to help people navigate these marketplaces?
The Navigator program, again, is run by the federal government in federal exchange states, but we've been actively involved in making sure we're going to have appropriate oversight. The agent community we already regulate, and we've indicated to folks that if a person who's designated as a navigator crosses over the line and starts making a recommendation of one plan versus another, then that's engaging in the selling of insurance, and you have to be a licensed agent to do that. So we're going to monitor those activities closely. I know there's concern that people are going to have access to very sensitive personal information, and those agents are used to dealing with that. Navigators, not as much. So they've been cautioned repeatedly during their training program that they are not to write anything down. They are not to keep anything. They are to avoid as much as possible even looking at some of that sensitive information. So there's, I think a legitimate concern, and we're taking it very seriously. And I know the training programs for these navigators is taking it very seriously.
Well, here in studio, Jessica Hembry of the Healthcare Foundation of Greater Kansas City, you're working in both Kansas and Missouri. I wonder, first of all, when we were talking about this months ago, we were saying exchanges, but now the term that people are using is marketplace. I wonder what's the difference here.
It's essentially still the same platform, but there's just been a sense that some people, when you hear exchange, think of bartering, think of heading down to the grocery store. And marketplace is really a more accurate description for what we're working with here. And the marketplace is what it sounds like. It's just a new way to shop for something. It's a new way to shop for health insurance products.
And Jessica, these new marketplaces are supposed to make it easier to buy insurance. So what do they look like? I mean, it's not a store you can walk into, right?
It's not a physical store. It's actually a website. Some people compare it to an Expedia or a Travelocity or other website like that. It's going to be a way to make apples-to-apples comparisons between different private health insurance plans. So right now, if you go out and try to shop for a plan, it's really hard to get a handle on what you're looking for and how plans differ. And what the marketplace will do is set up sort of a specific marketplace. So it's a lot easier to tell what you're looking at and make price comparisons between different insurance options.
And Commissioner Sandy Prager, you mentioned the navigators. Can you explain a little bit about who these people are and how you contact them?
Right. The navigators are working through three different organizations that are going to do the training and then oversee their activities. And you'll be able to go to our department online and get a list of the organizations. So, for example, the largest one in Kansas is the Kansas Association for the Medically Underserved. That's the consortium of clinics that help people that don't have health insurance. And those clinics across the state will have access to these special trained, in most cases, volunteers that can assist people in the sign-up process. Libraries across the state are also going to be a source of information about how to access the website. You don't have to use a navigator. You can go to the website directly as an individual. So, and again, libraries are outreach that is done through the extension agents in each of our counties. Those folks will have information that can assist people in getting what they need to know about the sign up process. You know, then on our department website, again, the insureks.org, we have a little estimator that someone can key in their zip code, their county, and their just some basic insurance income information and find out if they're eligible for a tax credit and how much that tax credit might be. And that's information that they can get through our department before even going to the marketplace.
Right. Jessica, you wanted to add something?
Oh, I was just going to reinforce that you don't have to go through a navigator or any kind of in-person assistance to sign up for the marketplace. There's so many different ways to access this marketplace, one of them being healthcare.gov, one of them being a call center that the federal government has established. It's 1-800-318-2596, and it's available 24/7, 365 days a year. And then if you feel like you want to talk to someone one-on-one and get any additional help beyond what's available on the website or through the call center, you can access a navigator or an agent or broker who can help you.
And we have a call here from Terry in Kansas City North. Hi, Terry.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I heard your request for anybody who's experienced the exchanges so far, and a lady friend and I have been exploring the options she's got on the exchanges, and we've been impressed. She's 62 and has been unable to buy insurance to date because of pre-existing conditions, and we went to a seminar the other night in Liberty put on by an independent insurance broker, and we learned a lot. We've learned the options or the availability of the various types of insurance available to her, and we're impressed. We're looking forward to getting her enrolled in October.
So there are some options available for her now that weren't previously?
Indeed. She had tried to get insurance from various private providers. She's retired now at 62, unable to get on the Medicare, of course. And she was just, you know, living on basically if she got sick. We've explored her options through the new ACA, and we've been impressed.
Well, thank
you. She's finally going to be able to get some insurance.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Terry. Jessica, how many plans now are available? There's a lot of information now about these plans that just became available, and I wonder how many are in Missouri?
In the state of Missouri, we think there's going to be about 17 health plans available for folks to choose from. The prices are still being released. They've released limited information on prices, and we know, for example, for a family of four making about $50,000 a year, once they get on the marketplace and shop for eligible health plans, if they choose a mid-range plan and take advantage of the tax credits that are available to them through the marketplace, their monthly premium will be approximately $280, which is a fairly affordable amount compared to what it would be off the marketplace and in the current system we have.
What, do you have information for a single person?
For a single person, I have information for a single person who's 27 years old, because there is still going to be some age rating in the marketplace. Someone who's 27 would be able to access a premium for about $87 a month. So that's comparable to a cell phone plan. And that protects you, of course, from any catastrophic medical illnesses that you might have and covers preventive visits. So for the cost of a cell phone plan, someone who's under the age of 30 can, with an income of about $25,000, can access health insurance through the marketplace.
You're listening to Casey Currents on KCUR 89.3 FM. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. We're talking about the health insurance marketplaces that are being rolled out October 1st as part of Obamacare. With us are Jessica Hebrie of the Healthcare Foundation of Greater Kansas City and Kansas Insurance Commissioner Sandy Prager. Sandy Prager, are you? How does this compare in Kansas, these costs for maybe similar family and single person?
You know, I think what we're seeing in Kansas is that estimates have come in lower than anticipated. I think across the country, the estimates on average are about 16% lower than what had originally been put out there by the Congressional Budget Office. So I think that's good news. We have 30-some plans, different plans at different levels of coverage, and I think people will have sufficient choice. We might have had more plans had we done a state exchange, but I think in subsequent years we may have a few more plans want to join in. But there's still sufficient number of choices for individuals at varying cost-sharing levels, and I think people are going to be very pleasantly surprised, I think, at the amount of tax credit perhaps that they're going to be eligible for, and then the monthly premium.
Now, do you have that information for like a family of four making $50,000 for the state of Kansas?
I think it's about $260 a month. I don't have the numbers right in front of me. Based on Kansas versus Missouri, I think our experience in Kansas is that the rates will be a little bit less than what has been published for Missouri. But they're in both states, it's pretty comparable.
Is that because more companies, there's more plans being offered?
No, I think probably it relates more to the cost of health care and the historic experience of healthcare in the states, and it also may have something to do with income distribution. But I think it's probably more just relates to the historic cost of healthcare in the two states.
And we should talk about now who is eligible for subsidies or credits on the cost of these plans. Sandy Prager.
Sure. From 100% to 400% of the federal poverty level, folks will be eligible for a tax credit, and it's applied immediately to the premium. So you're never going to pay the full amount of premium if you're eligible for the tax credit. If you choose to take it, you can delay and have it apply at the end of the year when you file your tax form. There's some additional assistance, out-of-pocket assistance for people under 250% of the federal poverty level to help them with out-of-pocket copay and deductible expenses. The unfortunate thing, and this is for both Kansas and Missouri, we have very low Medicaid eligibility rates in both of our states, and neither state took advantage of the Medicaid expansion. So we're going to have folks that won't make enough to qualify for the tax assistance because they are below 100% of the federal poverty level. But in Kansas, the eligibility for Medicaid, if you're an adult with children, there's no Medicaid eligibility for childless adults. It's 32% of the federal poverty level. And I think in Missouri, it's around 19 or 20. Jessica may know.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. So those folks, but childless adults under 100% of the federal poverty level, there's going to be no financial assistance for them. And that's really, we're already hearing people that are calling in to find out about what they potentially might be eligible for. We're already hearing some concern about that because it's hard to tell someone they're too poor to qualify for a subsidy.
We have a call here, Ken in Lee's Summit. Hi, Ken.
Hello. I'm an agent, an health insurance agent, for 30 years. I'm totally in favor of this. Even though we're going to lose a large amount of commissions over the years, it's better for the nation. And because I'm a licensed agent and we represent all the large insurers, we've had early access to the websites that are going live October 1st. I buy my own insurance on the private market. It was cheaper than what the employers offered here, which will remain nameless. I pay $238 currently. When I went onto the website because that we have early access to, it dropped to $103 for the identical plan for me. So, and if I can get an even better plan for $138 instead of a $5,000 deductible and $40 office visit, I can get a $1,500 deductible and $20 office visits if I want to pay $138. Now, so that's straight from the horse's mouth. Anybody that's fearful that they're going to be paying much more or get burdened by this or get hurt by this simply doesn't know what they're talking about.
Now, Ken, now professionally, I mean, you mentioned you're a little bit, your profession is a little threatened by having these navigators and all these efforts to have people use these exchanges, which supposedly makes it easier to buy insurance, so maybe they won't need to use you as much.
That's correct. That's one of the main points that I'm making. I, in effect, am going to be giving up personally approximately $50,000 in annual income. However, it's better for the nation, so I'm willing to take that sacrifice. I'm willing to personally give in like a republic and a democracy should.
Are you going to be looking for a new line of business?
Office. Pardon me?
Are you going to be looking for a new line of business?
Well, we already have, you know, just, of course. There still will be people and groups that buy through our agency, and however, we sell a lot of other things besides just health insurance.
I
so,
see. Yeah.
Yes, don't worry, I will survive, but it's better for the nation, it's better for everybody, and I was really repulsed by what the Republican legislators did in both states, Missouri and Kansas, and keeping poor people out and doing what they did with Medicaid was really a bad thing to do.
Right. Well, let me have the commissioner and Jessica Hembree here to respond to your call. Thanks.
Yeah. God bless you, Ken. That's a wonderful commentary. You know, there are going to be more people eligible for insurance. The gentleman that called in earlier who has a friend at age 62 who's been denied coverage because of a pre-existing condition, that won't exist anymore. So we are going to have more people eligible and able to buy coverage. And I think they're still going to want to use somebody like Ken to assist them. You know, an agent does more than just sell a policy. They help somebody manage the claims process. They really provide an ongoing service. So I think there's still going to be a lot of room for someone, especially someone with the compassion that Ken has for his customers.
Jessica Hembree.
I was just going to reinforce, I mean, I think both callers struck a chord around how pleasantly surprised they've been with the options that they're finding on the marketplace. And I would absolutely encourage people to check it out. I think one thing that's worth considering is just how high up into the income brackets that marketplace's eligibility goes. Sandy mentioned that it's 400% of the federal poverty level. And putting that number into context for a family of four, mom, dad, a couple kids, folks all the way up to $94,200 in annual family income might qualify for some sort of tax credit on the marketplace. So check it out if you're currently uninsured or if you have insurance that you're not happy with or if you're currently on the individual market. It's definitely worth taking a look at.
Now, I hear from some people that, you know, that you have to enroll by January 1st. And if you don't, you pay a fine. And I understand that fine is going to be $95 or 1% of your income if it'll be less than $95. Why not just pay the fine if you're young and healthy and feel like you maybe don't need insurance? I mean, a lot of people may end up doing that.
Well,
Jessica.
So the healthcare reform has set up some carrots and some sticks. I'd say one of the carrots is definitely the availability of these tax credits on the marketplace that essentially you can end up with health insurance at the end of the day that you're not paying a ton for out of pocket. And one of the sticks is certainly the tax penalty that will take effect in tax year 2014. And while that is 95% at the outset, that penalty goes up over time. So over time, there's going to be more and more incentive for folks who are currently uninsured, even those who are young and might consider themselves to be invincible. There's going to be more and more incentive for them to take a look at the marketplace and make sure that they have qualified health insurance.
We have a call from William in Kansas City, Missouri. Hi, William.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You know, I have a question for you. I am legally disabled, so I do receive Medicare and Medicaid, and I am fortunate for that. My question is twofold. Number one, do I have to do anything besides Medicare and Medicaid? Do I have to sign up for anything? I think I do not have to do anything, but I want to make sure. And number two, neither one of them offer dental insurance. And my question is, given that I do not have that, is there any way that I can sign up for something on Monday that will allow me to have dental insurance?
And Sandy Prager, do you have an answer? I guess he's in Missouri. William is in Missouri, so maybe I should ask
Jessica.
Right.
Well, dental.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Dental insurance is not covered, and there is no need for someone who's currently on Medicare through disability to do anything. Medicare does not change, except for a few additional benefits that were added as a part of the Affordable Care Act. But people on Medicare don't have to do anything. The open enrollment period starts the middle of October for Medicare, just as it always does. People can look at their prescription drug plans and make changes. They can make changes to their supplemental plans if they want. But the Medicare sign-up program and everything about it remains the same.
Jessica Hembree, there's been particular concern that in low-income communities, people might not be getting the information they need to use these marketplaces, particularly if they don't have access to computers or the internet. What's being done to reach out to people?
There's quite a bit going on. The Healthcare Foundation of Greater Kansas City is playing a significant role in the area in just making sure that we get the right information to the right folks. So those who are currently uninsured in the Kansas City area, which we estimate to be about 200,000 people in Greater Kansas City, we're making sure we get to them with mail, with phone calls, with information from trusted nonprofit organizations in the Kansas City area.
And unfortunately, we're about to end our segment, but Sandy Prager, what happens if the Affordable Care Act gets defunded or repealed?
That's not going to happen. It won't. I don't think either of those things will happen. The defunding part of it, I think it'd be very difficult for Congress to do that. And as long as President Obama is president, and that's through 2016, he is not going to sign any legislation that attempts to repeal this law. And if we don't do this, then the problem will still exist. We as a nation need to come to grips with everyone having access to healthcare services, and we're doing it by building on a private marketplace.
Well, I want to thank you both for joining us. Sandy Prager is the insurance commissioner in Kansas. Thanks so much for your time.
You bet. Thank you.
And Jessica Hembree is with the Healthcare Foundation of Greater Kansas City. Thanks.
You bet.
We do have a link to a subsidy calculator on our website on the story about Missouri's health marketplace. Check it out. Coming up after the break, three teenage brothers from St. Joseph who love their parents and punk music. This is Casey Currents.